I really enjoy reading, and since 2010 I've been keeping track of the books that I read. I have a list on my computer, and I've been publishing in my blog since 2011 the books that I've read each year. So the actual number of books that I read varies a lot. In 2011 I read 61 books, which was a lot, and I decided that looking at the list that I was reading a lot of books but not really good books. So in 2012 I read about half as many, only 30 books. And then in 2013 I decided to take on a completely different challenge, and I read only French books that year, which was kind of difficult because my French wasn't that good. But by the end of the year it was a lot better. So in 2013 I only read 8 books. For 2014, I read a total of 42 books, which is sort of in between the 2011 and 2012 total. And you can find the full list of books that I read in the notes. And the notes list for each of the books, the author, the title, the year it was published, the ISBN, if it was new enough to have an ISBN, and then the score that I gave it on a scale of 1 to 10. Some of the scores actually list two different scores, one with a B and one with a D. Those are when it's a book that both my Ben and my dad Dave read, so it shows the score that each of us gave to the book. My book of the year has to be John Evangelist Walsh's book, One Day at Kitty Hawk, which tells the story of the Wright brothers and their invention and design of the airplane. As an engineer, I found this book really exciting. I can't imagine being involved in anything more exciting than the invention of the first working airplane. And the book shows that not only was it a great engineering feat, but it was a great excitement as well. And it shows that it was exciting not just for the Wright brothers, but for society as well. My favorite scene in it is when Wilbur demonstrates the first working airplane publicly at a Le Mans racetrack in France. So the context for this is that there have been several demonstrations of various sorts of flying machines over the years in public by various inventors, and they've all been pretty unimpressive machines. They've maybe gotten off the ground, maybe bumped a little. They've gone in straight lines. They've skimmed the top of the grass, and they've eventually crashed. Sometimes they've killed their inventors with them. Wilbur spends all day tinkering with his aircraft, the public doesn't really expect that much. They're impressed that Wilbur is actually working on it himself. He's not the sort of gentleman inventor that they're used to. But then in late afternoon he actually gets ready to demonstrate the thing, and the Wright brothers' machine is launched with a catapult. This is not the sort of thing where you can be half committed. You have to be you have to be ready. It has to actually work, or you're going to end up face planting in the ground. So the machine launches. It gets thrown out of the catapult, and it goes down the racetrack. It soars up. And they do a sudden a bank around the whole arena, and this is something that nobody's ever seen before, because none of the other flying machines they've seen can do anything like a banked turn. They all do something that's a little more like how a ship turns in the water, if they can turn at all. And so the crowd just goes wild when Wilbur does a circle around the field and lands essentially where he started. This book by John Evangelist Walsh is from 1975, and it's easy to get on Amazon or presumably other sources as well. So if you have any interest in engineering or flying or invention, then I really suggest that you should go out and get a copy. The other book that I scored most highly this year is by John Scalzi, with the title Fuzzy Nation. It's a book from 2011, so it's been out for a little while. The problem that I have with this book actually is that even though I scored it so highly, I don't remember it being that good because I read another book by John Scalzi this year titled Red Shirts that I didn't really enjoy at all. I only gave it a 5 out of 10. I think that Red Shirts has sort of polluted my memory of Fuzzy Nation. So I don't have much to say about Fuzzy Nation. The other pair of books that I read this year that I personally found notable are both centered around Bosnia. So the first of those is a Nobel Prize-winning book titled *The Bridge on the Drina* by Ivo Andrić from Bosnia. It's from 1945, and it tells the history of a bridge on the Drina River in Bosnia over a period of hundreds and hundreds of years that starts out with the bridges building in the Ottoman era, I believe, and covers the history of the bridge and the people who live there and the town that it is near. It's a pretty wonderful, enjoyable history, and I think that people are likely to get a lot out of it. I do have to warn you that it has a lot of pretty horrible historical violence in it. So if you're turned off by violent torture and death, you probably want to avoid this book. The other book that I read about Bosnia is simply titled Bosnia: A Short History. It's from 1994 by Noel Malcolm. This book was given to me by Lena's dad, and it's a as it says a brief history, as in a few hundred pages on the history of Bosnia that starts out in times before any real recorded history, explaining the different tribes and so on that live there, and then quickly moves into more modern times. I came away with a much better understanding of the influences on Bosnia and its neighbors in the Balkans. A final pair of books that I read this year that turned out to be somewhat related, even though I didn't intentionally try to pair them, are Ron Hanson's The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford from 1983, and Peter Carey's True History of the Kelly Gang from 2000. So both of these books are about gangs that operated in different countries at different eras. So the Hanson book is, of course, about the Jesse James gang in the United States. Peter Carey's book is one that is known well by Australians in Australia, but I hadn't ever heard of Kelly or his gang as an American. I recommend both of these books to anybody who's interested in sort of a history of true and popular crime in the 19th century. So that's all I've got for today. Talk to you later.